Yeah, I reckon this episode of the Plop Walloper podcast is brought to you by
my great, 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 great grandbrother.
His name's Munch.
Lucas Munch.
No, just Munch.
My zip's down. My flipper is down.
Mine's up.
So, yeah, nice.
I'm professional.
You got to keep an eye on that zip.
I got to keep my cock away.
Welcome to the Cool Parents Cockcast, everybody. I'm Curtis Charles.
No, it's the Plop Walloper podcast. We changed
today it. Today is Plop Walloper. Yeah. Maybe that's, yeah. Let's change it to Plop Walloper.
Yeah, let's keep coming up with new ones. Yep. Eventually we'll settle, you know.
It's gonna pack a wallop, I reckon.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Prick.
Okay, I was expecting Plop, but no. Yeah.
Prick.
Take me for a ride. We got a down south sort of show today.
I'm glad I opened with that.
Yeah, because we're talking a little truck. We're talking a little Appalachian slang.
Yeah.
And Zombie Zone.
Zombie Zone
is going to be our main event. Zombie Zone.
Do you know what I do in the event of a zombie apocalypse?
What? This is a Rob Zombie apocalypse.
Oh.
This particular zone. But that's...
Do you know what I'd do,
What would you do?
You know what I'd do?
What?
I'd simply quit.
Yeah, give up.
Yeah.
Give up.
I'm not going to get eaten, though.
But what
I'm
if
not,
it's
I'm
a
not
Rob...
gonna, I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of eating me.
What if it's a Rob Zombie apocalypse? And everybody, there's just a... fuckload of Rob Zombies outside.
Yeah, they're just
wandering
a bunch
around.
Of hellbillies out there.
Yeah, yeah, Ricky, yeah. Didn't let me into your house so I can eat your fucking pussy. Yeah. Ring a ding, rhythm and up, dumb to boogie. Yeah, eat your brand like meatballs. I like to eat your brand of pussy.
Let's turn them all into eating pussy. You know he does. You know he's going down on Sherry Moon right now.
Yeah. And it, like,
he's eating that ass.
70s style.
Yeah.
It's got film grain.
Yeah.
When they go to town, it's got film grain.
It's motherfucking sawdust in there.
Yeah, Zombie Zone is we're going to talk about Rob Zombie's vocal track.
Yeah,
and try to figure out what the fuck he's saying for one of his songs.
All right, so I gotta put the headphones on at some point.
You will.
It'll make me fucking bald, but yeah, I'll do it.
So first,
I'm on Bumble. All right,
we got a truck date.
I'm on Bumble. I'm trying to talk about it, but all right, fine, we'll do trucks.
You want to talk about
the fucking trucks first?
You on Bumble?
Yeah,
we talk about Bumble.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, what about it?
I'll tell you what. I matched with this girl. She's wearing a skeleton suit. I said, hey, yeah. I like your skeleton suit.
Yeah.
No fucking response.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she said hi. And then I said, hey, I like your skeleton suit.
You got to follow up.
Think about 24 hours later. Think about getting one.
Yeah, ring-a-ding-dong, a bing-dong, man. And bing-bong, ding-a-ding-dong. More human than human. Or is that the different one?
A different one.
They all really sound the same. Rob Zombie. I'm sorry to say it, and I'm, you know, it can't be the first time you've heard it since Rob Zombie's listening right now.
I don't hate all of it. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't either. Some of it is, but like, it does all kind of sound the same.
Yeah.
And
like, I don't want to listen to like 10 Rob Zombie songs. But
no.
When I'm at the goddamn bowling alley and Dragula comes on,
yeah,
I'm fucking coming, baby. I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm swirling a strike right down the middle.
Big strike. Big strike.
I'm shooting billiards.
I'm shooting ropes.
Dragula. Yeah, if I'm doing anything and all of a sudden I just hear,
living dead girl.
My mood is instantly improved. It's like seeing sunlight for the first time in 4 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm coming out of my cave and I've been doing just fine.
Gotta do Bane because I got the ball.
truck date.
Yeah, truck date. Sorry, I started talking about stuff.
This is just a quick little truck date.
Truck date.
Truck dick. So we,
I got a big fucking truck.
Do you?
Big truck. 16 wheels on that fucker. 16 wheels in the back, and I got a steamroller in the front.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah, we've talked about that
before,
but that's what I'm thinking.
I'm glad you're sticking to it. You're sticking to your convictions.
I've expanded. I got more wheels now.
16? I was... Was it not 16 before?
I'm thinking about going up to 32.
You're going to get a whistle on that thing.
Yeah.
You better have a freaking whistle. I think it's by law you got to have a whistler.
It's because the whistles go woo woo.
Right. But it doesn't have to. It can make any loud noise.
But sometimes it's like just that. Just to alert people. What do you want that woo woo?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You remember that? Bub Rub?
What?
You remember Bub Rub and Little Sis?
Bub Rub?
Yeah.
No.
The video, the whistle tips?
Like I don't remember those names.
Yeah, the whistles go woo woo.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's from that video. Remember?
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
Remember that?
Yeah, I know that. I didn't know their names. Hey,
people
are
gonna Bub Rub and Little Sis.
Bub 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 Bub.
Show them some fucking respect. God.
Ready for truck date?
Yeah. I got a big truck though.
I know.
Big fucking truck. Big time truck.
Earlier today, I saw a big time fucking truck. It was a Dodge Ram.
They call me the truck cuck. I like when trucks fuck my wife. I like to watch.
I love getting cucked by a nice truck.
They call me the truck cuck.
Yep. I like to see a big old Dodge Ram put its oil in my wife. So this is a Dodge Ram, and on the license plate, it said, Hemi coming.
Oh.
Hemi coming.
How do you spell coming?
H-E-M-I.
Yeah, Hemi.
C-M-N.
Cumin.
Hemi cumin.
Yeah, you put a little cumin in the engine.
Put a little cumin in there.
Put a little spice in there, gas her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll give you twice the speed.
It makes your energy more efficient.
Yeah. Put a little, sprinkle a little cumin in there.
Put a little cumin in my gas.
But also, Hemi coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody get out of the way. That Hemi coming. Yeah. Truck date. I also have another truck that I saw, and on the back of it, there were a bunch of stickers. I don't remember what kind of truck it was, but it doesn't matter. I took a picture of just the stickers, and it was, let's see, we got Dobinson's. Dobinson's spring and suspension. It's a brand.
Okay. Right?
And then under that, we got Duro Bumps, premium bump stops. Proudly made in the USA.
I love it.
Yeah, bump stop. Duro Bump, and then Poly Performance and JBA Off-Road. But most importantly, Duro Bump. And Dobinson Spring and Suspension.
Yeah, I like Dobinson.
Dobinson. Truck date. And next, we're keeping it down around San Antone for our next little segment here, where I'm going to...
Shoot billiards or...
What?
Huh?
I've never heard of it. I shan't.
Okay.
I shan't. So, put your headphones on. Put your headphone on. Sometimes you got to get a little bald.
If I wear it like this, it's not going to make me bald.
That works. Wear it however you please.
Might make my ears bald. No fucking sense.
You ever been down around the Appalachian way?
Kinda. Not like not in the shit, but like kind of close.
You never been down a swamp?
No, I never been down
there. Been a mountain swamp? You ever met a mountain gator?
Oh, a mountain gator?
Yep.
No.
Part cheetah. Part gator. A mountain gator.
Yeah.
Well, down around San Antone, in the Appalachian way, they say things a little bit different.
Everything different.
I got a couple of videos that showcase some slang and things that need to be heard to be believed.
Okay.
Appalachian sayings that are just so cunt, but I don't rightly know why.
First, I just love that. She said cunt.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're just so cunt, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Kyarn. If somebody's mamaw tells you you smell kyarn, you're liable to want to find the nearest bridge and jump off. Because she's saying that your backside smells plum rotted like Lazarus.
Wow. Yep.
I like that.
Gommed up. This is the biggest diss a papaw can give you after you've done a job for him. You've gommed up the paint job, means he ain't going to write you that $5 check he promised. A booger or a haint? Now, we could just say ghost, but that ain't quite a...
Booger and haint are, ghost.
What?
Down there, yeah. I seen a booger and haint, H-A-I-N-T.
Fuck it up enough for us. No, we want to evoke so much fear that you can't even stand to get up in the middle of the night to piss. Chester drawers, not a chest of drawers. No, Chester drawers. And I like this one because there ain't no rhyme or reason to it. Somebody said it. We just stuck with it. Growing up my whole life, I thought there was some kind of folklore about a guy named Chester that made the first set of drawers. Wallering. Now, I like this one because it can be a diss or it can be something good. Honey, she's wallered around in that sadness to where she looks plumb forlorn. Or you just waller around in the covers all day, happier than a pig in shit. It just hits different when we say it.
That's Andy Marie Tillman.
Yeah.
Said that.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it about Lazarus? Plum rotted.
Plum rotten like Lazarus. Pit.
Pit. Plum rotten pit.
Words that are common in Appalachia that might not be common everywhere else. Holler.
Of course.
I live Everybody. Up a holler.
Oh, not like that. That's new.
Wasper. It's a wasp, but we say wasper. Buggy. It's a shopping cart, but we like to call them buggies. Uh-huh. Nary. Ain't nary one help me a bit. Mess. No, it's not something dirty. It's like a mess of green beans. Reckon. Well, I reckon it's supposed to rain today.
Reckon doesn't count. They say that in England, too.
Yeah, they don't have fucking shit down the south. Those assholes.
Well. I learned a lot there. I learned a lot.
You can still do cursive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, a lot of it. I don't remember the Z. I don't know how to do it.
It's kind of like a...
Some of my fuck up.
Like a little letter four.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a letter four.
Yeah. I remember when I was in first grade, we did cursive. And I remember I got a 50 on the thing because I couldn't do the goddamn Z. I couldn't do it.
What?
Yeah, I got a 50 on it.
Because of one letter?
Yeah. And she wrote it. She drew a big sad face on it. I cried. I tried hard.
Wow.
Fucking Mrs. Redford. She scarred me. Did you have teachers when you were in? Yeah.
What? What?
What? Did you have teachers when you were younger that would just scream like at the top of their lungs? Did you have that?
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Of course. Everybody does.
Still?
I feel like they you can't avoid them. Like there's always got to be one. I don't know. I haven't paid attention since I was in school, but. We had the shop teacher that would scream and then ended up trying to choke one of the kids. And
you have one of those too?
Slammed him against the locker, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Dover Middle School. He fucking slammed a middle school kid against the wall, Stephen Roy.
Yeah.
He fucking deserved it, little shit.
I'm sure he did. When I was in, I want to say it was like second grade.
Yeah.
I had this music teacher, Mr. Combs.
Combs, yeah.
And, yeah, he got in trouble. He got fired.
Uh-huh.
Because he grabbed a kid's arm and fucking twisted it. like bruised it. Oh. Yeah, he got mad. He always creeped me out, too. Fucking
That's
Mr.
the way
Combs.
His daddy did it.
That's right.
That's the way That's his right. daddy reckon, before him did it.
Then we have Mr. Cannon. Mr. Cannon loved Star Trek.
His name is Mr. Cannon.
Mr. Cannon. That he was, rules. Guess what he taught? Computer.
Computer.
Yeah, we have those Apple.
I was gonna say history because of Canon.
No,
because you know that happens sometimes too. Like we had a Mr. Tromba.
Who
taught people how to play the trombone, and his name's Tromba.
That's like, pretty funny.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's you know from when
we also had a Miss Keys in middle school or elementary school. I can't remember, but she taught piano.
Yeah, I like that.
That's
that
fucking weird.
That's nice.
It's weird.
Sometimes, and
yeah,
again, I don't believe
what?
I don't know actually No, I don't believe he was of Native American heritage, Mr. Cannon.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes he would come in a Native American headdress and call himself Chief Cannon.
See, that wouldn't fly today.
No. Well, I told you what they did, too. Like, they had the only other person, or I think the only person in the school that was part Native American was the janitor, Steve. And he did the same thing, but he did, yeah.
Well, he's allowed to if he wants to. Yeah, I don't think Mr. Cannon is.
I don't know.
We don't know. I guess we don't know.
I mean, I don't think Cannon's a Native American.
It could be. You think they don't have cannons?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, they got cannons.
Then we have Mr. Marinos in high school.
Mr. Marinos?
Mr. Bobo?
Mr. Beetle? Mr. Beetle?
Yeah, Mr. Marinos, I think he just grabbed someone's arm, too.
Did he teach about fish, marine?
No, he was a substitute teacher. He was funny.
He's got marine in his name, so he should have changed.
He should, yeah. He was an actor. He used to be an actor.
What? Underwater?
Oh, he was on, there was a commercial with him that he was in. he said, I forget what it was for, but at the end, his line was, you keep the pen. And he had this weird, deep voice too. Right? But, it was fascinating.
But, I remember what I was going to say about the other guy with the Native American headdress. It reminded me of the Saved by the Bell episode when Zach Morris does the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And Zach Morris is as white as the day is long.
Yeah.
As white as it gets, he's almost clear.
Yeah.
So.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once a year, the Academy of Motion Pictures and Arts, Motion Pictures of Association of Arts, does a award ceremony called Oscar.
Yeah.
And every year we look at the Best Picture nominees and we just tell you about them and what happens in them. So let's do it.
All right. I haven't seen a ton of movies this year.
I've seen almost all of these. I think two of them I haven't seen. But
how many?
But I'll watch them this week. American Fiction.
That's a movie about a book.
Yeah. It's a Page Master sequel. It's a reboot.
The Elliot Page Master.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
Has that been made? Has that been done?
What, Page Master with Elliot Page?
Elliot Page Master.
Just Elliot Page Master?
I'm going to do it. I'll make it.
Like the Pagemaster cartoon with his face on it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He'll be Macaulay Culkin.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's American Fiction. American Fiction is Elliot Page in the Pagemaster.
Yeah, that's better. That'll get it the Oscar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if that sounds good, I'd watch it.
Elliot Page got chops. Mm-hmm. Elliot Page got chops.
Yeah, everybody loves Page Master, too.
Juno. Oh.
The next one's Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah.
What is that one about?
It's about doctors.
What?
Yeah, it's a movie about doctors. They work up in the mountains.
Okay. Yeah. So they're in danger of falling.
No, they have a huge problem in the fall of people accidentally.
The season of the fall.
Yeah, but the anatomy part is this, right?
Yeah.
They have a huge problem with people that fall to their deaths on mountains, right?
Yeah, just like the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, and they they get sick of it. They said, "Look,
I'm sick of cleaning these guys up."
No, it's just something that we could do something to prevent this. You know, we have to take action.
Yeah.
They get together. Yeah, they get the whole town together.
Yeah.
And they put nets on the mountains.
On the sides of the mountains.
Sides of the mountains. So if anyone falls, they have a nice soft landing on a net.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. That's like that movie with
There's also at the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
There's a there's a little stand, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's like suggested donations for the, you know, the mountain range and shit.
Right,
the
national gotta park. Keep the lights on.
Yeah, and guess who the attendant is? A monkey.
Oh, okay, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah. A chimpanzee.
A chimpanzee.
Wearing a hat.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good movie, actually.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
What about Barbie, though?
Barbie?
Yeah. That's the one about G.I. Joe.
No, it's about Barbie. It's about the dolls.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard of them. What do you fucking play with Barbies, dude? What do you play with? What do you watch, Barney? You play with Barbies? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister buried a Barbie one day. She buried it in the sand.
Did she give it a proper funeral?
She
casket?
No
casket.
No, she just buried just that Barbie dog. in a shallow grave.
Raw dog Barbie.
She ripped the head off, and she gave her a bad haircut before she did it.
Where'd the head go? Different grave?
Into the shallow grave.
Oh, just with the rest of the body.
Yeah, just kind of hastily thrown on top of the corpse.
Wow. Was this out in the Nevada desert?
No, it was on Waite Street in Revere. It might still be out there. I think she buried it permanently. I don't know
Some say.
I don't know if that ever got dug up.
The Barbie's soul still walks the streets down in Revere Beach.
I'd be willing to bet that Barbie's gone. I'm going to be honest that Barbie's gone. It's long gone.
You think?
Yeah. They built a lot of stuff back there.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that Barbie is not at rest. Then its soul shall walk the earth.
Right.
And shall end the life of the person who lives upon the death sites.
We had a cool yard over there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. A lot of decapitated dolls in the yard. No,
there was a fireplace out back that my great grandfather built to burn trash.
That's cool.
There's a clubhouse back there.
Uh-huh.
There's a skunk somewhere around that would always spray the damn dog.
I hate that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff back there. It was cool. There were grapevines.
That's all of this is like my backyard.
There's a back deck.
Skunk, grape. No deck, though.
We had a deck. We had a couple decks. Just one deck. Cool house.
Ghosts. So that's Barbie.
Ghosts in there.
That's what Barbie's about.
Right. Yeah, it's about my sister burying
Barbie. Burying the headless body.
Yeah.
Just me. The headless Barbie.
It's a lot of me reminiscing about, you know, growing up in Revere.
Right. And the Barbie is like the, you know, it's like your rosebud.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I never saw Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Citizen Kane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's overrated.
That's controversial.
I don't think so.
That's a hot take.
It's not. I'm not saying it's bad. It is good. I don't think it's the best movie ever.
That's what people say.
Well, that's their prerogative.
I don't. You look, if it's in black and white, let's take it off the list. Except for Ridge Ball.
The Holdovers.
The Holdovers.
Yeah.
This is a movie about the Holdovers, right?
Okay, yeah.
This is a movie about people who are widowed.
What?
Right? And they're not quite ready to get back up on the hus yet, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But they do miss the companionship. So they have this meeting and they arrange this group.
Yeah.
And they have they spend the night together and they hold each other and that's it.
It's a holdover.
Yeah, they come over like and they have a holdover. Yeah.
It's like a sleepover, but instead of sleep, they hold.
Just hold each other and cry.
Right.
And
wow, that's bleak.
Smile.
Okay.
I lost my smile.
That sounds like an Oscar film.
That's a Shawn Michaels impression, and the people that know that they're gonna like it.
If you know, you know. So
in the '90s, Shawn Michaels came out and he goes in the ring in this shitty suit and he looks all scraggly, and he just goes, you know, I lost a lot of things, and one of them's my smile. I just want to give you your belt back.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. So I just want to get that out there, you know?
Okay.
I know it's not the popular thing to do. I just want to do the right thing. Give you your belt back. I'm going to go away. I'm going to go home and try to find my smile.
Okay. So that's the holdovers.
Yeah.
What about Killers of the Flower Moon?
Sci-fi.
Obviously. Yeah, it's a space opera.
Yeah. It's directed by Wes Anderson.
Right. It's the regular moon, but it's got carnations all over it.
Yeah, it's in the future.
Right. There's people living on the moon, mm-hmm. and they just planted all these colorful pastel flowers.
Yeah, and basically what happens on the moon, Wes Anderson's actually in the movie himself.
Of course.
He plays the Moon King.
It's time, I think.
He plays the Moon King.
It's time he headlines.
And basically what the Moon King does.
The Moon King, yeah.
Yeah. There's many, I mean...
But what about Schwartzman?
He's in it.
Oh, yeah.
He's the jester. To the Moon King. Owen Wilson, too.
What?
He doesn't talk.
You're telling me I gotta go to the moon?
He doesn't talk until the very end. Not until the very end.
Wow.
Maybe.
Wow. The Moon King. Wow. The Moon King.
No, he says, I'm the Moon. He becomes the Moon King.
I'm the Moon King. I'm the new Moon King.
Wow. Yeah, but all the Moon King does, played by Wes Anderson himself,
yeah.
Whenever he's on screen, he's just bending over, sucking his own cock. And they're going to give him a fucking Oscar for it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Best picture.
Definitely.
Fuck Wes Anderson lately. Fuck him.
He needs to get back with Bill.
He's back. Bill.
Was he with Bill the last time?
Yeah, Bill.
I didn't see the last one he did.
It's terrible. It sucks. It's just him blowing himself for 2 hours. It sucks.
Yeah. It's just the Royal Tenenbaums is fucking perfect.
It's good.
That
I like
movie
it.
Rules.
I like Rushmore.
And I don't know if he's going to touch it again. I hope he does.
I like there's some of them I really like.
Yeah,
some
he's
of
got
them,
some really good ones.
Some of them that.
Life Aquatic.
That's all right. That's all right.
I like that one. Steve?
I like when he pulls the gun on the pregnant woman. That always makes me laugh for some reason. Does this look fake?
Blocks.
This is good, yeah.
So it's a space opera, but it's Wes Anderson's space
blowing
opera.
Himself.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
And he's blowing himself on the moon.
Right. He's the Moon King. Wow.
Yeah, that's you know
I'm
what?
Gonna be the next
that's
moon
what,
king.
That's what Schwartzman does.
I want to be the next Moon King.
He can't get his own dick out of his mouth, so he does speak, and Jason Schwartzman translates for him.
Oh or, wow! Or,
yeah, he says the king says.
He blows a trumpet.
Yeah, yeah.
The king says.
And he wears a backpack.
Yeah. He looks like a classic court jester, though.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah, he wears a quirky little suit.
Does he have, who's in it? Who else is in it? Like Julianne Moore or something?
Yeah, everyone that he always has. Jeff Goldblum's in it, but he doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
He just plays the alien.
What about Luke?
He'll be back. He's in a few of them.
Luke?
He's in Bottle Rocket. He's in Rushmore. Wow. He's in Tenenbaums.
Wow.
I feel like not lately, though, because he's like, yeah, you know, Wes has kind of been blowing himself since Darjeeling Limited.
Yeah. So that's good. And then that's so far, that's my vote for best picture.
Yeah, I like that one.
What about Maestro?
Maestro?
Yeah, what's that one about? It's about a conductor.
Yeah, it's a conductor that is a mouse.
A mouse conductor.
Maestro.
Maestro.
Wow. There it is.
Yeah. Bradley Cooper is a mouse. It plays the mouse.
It's a mouse man.
Mouseman. Yeah.
Like it's
a hybrid creature, humanoid in stature.
Yeah. Same quality as like the Ninja Turtle suits from
the
80s, 90s.
Like Shredder.
Yeah.
Mouse. But instead of rat.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he looks horrifying. We got to get more puppets. We got to do more puppets again.
Well, that's Maestro's bringing it back.
I'm just saying, that's we got to do that. We gotta
Maestro's a puppet movie.
Got to get it going.
Let's bring back a puppet.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, big time.
Puppet puppet.
Look, I don't like Labyrinth, but I'll watch Labyrinth.
What?
I like all the shit that's like, I like all the, how the way everything looks.
Yeah.
But I hate that movie. It's so weird.
It is weird.
And it's, I don't.
That's
I don't,
that's what makes it good.
It's a musical, too. I don't like music.
Right. So Maestro is off your list. being a music movie.
Yeah, I'm unbiased when I'm part of an academy.
Oh, okay,
I
mean, right.
I take my job very seriously.
Well, then what did you think of Oppenheimer?
Cunt. Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
I watched Oppenheimer the other night. Yeah, I watched it the other night.
It's about a pediatrician.
Yeah. Yeah, and he finds the...
The cure.
No, he finds the... what's it? The...
Molecule.
No, the fucking thing that high school kids use to build bombs.
Oh, cherry?
No, what's it called? It's like the something handbook.
Oh, the anarchist cookbook?
Yes. Yeah. That. Yeah. Okay. He finds this guy. He's a postal worker. Oh. / pediatrician. Just yeah. Struggling pediatrician.
Yeah. Freelance.
Freelance, yeah. Yeah. Door-to-door pediatrician.
Yeah. What's he doing?
Oh, he goes up on the he finds a book.
Yeah.
And basically he
builds a bomb?
He builds the best bomb.
But he doesn't use it, right?
Well, no, he doesn't. but President Truman does.
Yeah.
Oh, and then okay. He goes and he talks to President Truman. He's like, I feel like this is like blood on my hands. It does.
Yeah,
like I
could, yeah.
This is kind of fucked up what I did.
Yeah.
You know? And then Truman just goes, stop being a bitch.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my office.
Yeah.
Is what he says.
I know. I saw it.
I love that scene. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
Truman's just like, suck my dick. He's like, there's no blood. He's like, I made that call, not you, dumb.
Yeah.
We just used you to kill 200,000 people.
Yeah. What's Past Lives about? I just watched this one last night. It was good.
You did?
Yeah. But I don't remember what it was about.
Past Lives, it's a sequel to Down to Earth with Chris Rock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just what that other guy is doing now.
What other guy?
I don't remember
the concept of that movie.
Oh, my God. You haven't seen Down to Earth? Keep that in.
I did. Like,
keep that glug, 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 glug.
I did a long time.
Keep it in.
That's a long time. I saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
Ahead of State or Down to Earth? I can't remember.
Down to Earth.
Yeah. I don't remember what happened in that
plays
movie.
A comedian.
Okay.
Dies.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't supposed to die. They say, oh, we fucked up. Fucking Polly Walnuts is up there. He's like, oh, we fucked up. God.
Polly Walnuts.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So,
oh, right. Yeah.
So he gets sent back down to Earth, but, you know, they got to. They're like, all right, let's see what we can do. We'll try to get your body working again. He's in a coma. So they put his soul into another guy.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
And at the end, in order to you know, pass through, he's like, they're like, ah, bad news. We fucked up. We can't get your body back. And he just becomes this guy and then just forget. And that's the end of the fucking movie. You know what I mean?
Is this Down to Earth?
Down to Earth.
Or is this Past Lives? I thought you were making up Past Lives, or you were talking about Past Lives.
No, I'm talking about Down to Earth.
Okay, and this is a sequel to that.
Yeah, right. I'm just trying to remind you where it follows the other guy that Chris Rock becomes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
In a different body.
Yeah, and then
he takes another person's body?
Yeah.
In that movie?
He becomes them. He's not him anymore. He's just a part of that guy. That's where his soul is.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Wow, it really makes you think.
I think that's how it ends anyway. I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Because he's like, I don't want to, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
That's cerebral.
Like, well, that's the only way that you can be at peace.
Peace.
Bitch. So, yeah. So, Past Lives is the other guy that he becomes.
Okay.
Down to Earth.
Yeah.
Chris Rock, who's no longer Chris. He's the Chris Rock, not in the movie. Not associated in any way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway.
So, that's... Past Lives.
Here we got a picture.
Oh, wow.
We got a picture.
Hasn't happened. Okay.
No, not even close.
Okay.
Not even close.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, he becomes the he's a different guy now. Chris Rock, he's a different man
physically.
Doesn't remember his past life or anything like that. He's just, you know, he's fully saved. He's past. He's at peace. He's a part of this man at peace.
At peace.
And basically, what happens is he goes to a genie or a wizard.
Yeah.
And the wizard says, you at a carnival.
A carnival wizard.
Yeah, a carnival wizard. This wizard says, you wanted me to tell you about the past.
The times of
in the time of who you were before. And he says, yeah. And then, you know, the wizard shows him his past life. And it's pretty much a 40-minute recap of Down to Earth.
The rest of it, yeah.
Yeah. This is what the studios are doing now. They're trying to, you know.
Yeah. Bring back the obscure, you know, art house pictures.
Right. Like Down to Earth.
Okay. Poor Things. What is that one about? Poor Things.
Yeah. It's about Gen Z.
Wow.
Really makes you think.
Yeah. Trying to get jobs. Makes you think. It's about a Frankenstein who can't get a job, I think.
No. What's it called?
Poor Things.
Yeah.
Poor thing. There's a Frankenstein out there. She can't get a job.
Because she ain't got no bolt.
Right. But she's still trying to be.
Her bolts got cut off. She's that poor. Right. She had a scrap. She had to pawn them.
The movie's about her trying to get new bolts.
Yeah, because she had to pawn her bolts.
She had to scrap her bolts.
She had to pawn them.
She sold them for scrap.
No, she pawned them.
Oh, she pawned them.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
She's definitely a Frankenstein.
She cut them off with bolt cutters.
Yeah.
Things got so bad, her whole family had to resort to eating a baseball cleat.
Yeah, that's Poor Things.
Yeah.
And then finally.
Movie where a Frankenstein lady.
Has to pawn her bolts.
Cuts off her bolts with bolt cutters.
Yeah, has to pawn them.
Eats a baseball cleat.
Oh, right.
Things got so bad.
Yeah.
Rags to riches story.
Right. No, rags everybody loves riches. An underdog.
Yeah. In the end, she's especially very, very wealthy and very greedy.
Yeah.
And does not believe in charity.
No.
Because she's self-made.
She's an entrepreneur. Self-made.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a movie with a message.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I appreciate.
Everybody loves a message. Like, what about The Zone of Interest? That's our final one.
The Zone of Interest?
Yeah.
It's about student debt.
What?
The Zone of Interest.
It's about college.
It's about college.
It's a college movie.
The Zone of Interest, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got, here you go. Yeah, it's The Zone of Interest is a college movie. Stars Breckin Meyer,
yes.
John William Scott.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, but it's their characters from Road Trip. Tom Green's in it.
Yep.
You know Tom Green's in it. But they're, you know, it's all them now. And
yeah.
Yeah, they've gone from real great college pranksters to debt collectors. Student debt collectors.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're breaking people's knees to get the debt from them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're going into fraternity houses.
Just whooping A.
Just setting the lawn on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, horse heads.
They're reliving their college days by ruining others.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's bad what they do in The Zone of Interest.
Right. And then, yeah, they just accrue a bunch of interests.
They get it back, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So those are the Oscars. I think Killers of the Flower Moon is going to be the winner by Wes Anderson.
Yeah, where he sucks his own cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the Moon King and he sucks his own cock. I'm the next Moon King.
I'm the Moon King.
I'm
wow.
Moon King.
Wow.
My brother Luke.
We should do this. I like this segment.
Yeah.
We should keep this one. Not Oscars. Like, not necessarily Oscars.
Well, that's once a year. You only get one batch a year.
Yeah. Just movies in general.
Yeah. Okay.
A nice list of things that I wouldn't know about or maybe I would know about.
Okay.
Then we do.
All right.
You get it?
Yeah. What's it called?
Wizard Squirt. Duh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's called Pepsi Genie.
Well, listen, we got two things we can do. We got Rodeo Rhymes.
Okay.
And we got Zombie Zone.
Okay.
Pick one.
Zombie Zone.
Yeah, live a greasy life in a grease ball, man. Yeah. So the Zombie Zone is a segment where we analyze the vocal track, the isolated vocal track from a Rob Zombie sung song.
Yeah.
And try to figure out, what the fuck is this guy saying? What's he saying about, though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Help!
Help! Help! Help! Help!
So we know Robert loves making, using just fuck sounds. Okay. So this song is called Welcome to Planet Motherfucker.
Okay.
And it really makes you think. Let's see. What's he talking about here?
That was a real clip of Sherry Moon.
You think?
Oh yeah.
Having an O?
Yeah. He mic'd up the room.
Without her consent.
No. Come on.
No, she's into it.
She loved it. Enthusiastically said yeah. And then he ran it through an echo pedal.
Yeah.
Consider putting a little metal zone in there. Woven in the serpent, the premonition of the woven in the
serpent.
Woven in the
serpent, the
premonition of the land of things. Yeah, woven in the serpent, a premonition of
the land of. Woven in the serpent, a premonition of the land erupting. Of land, the land erupting.
A land erupting.
A land erupting. Woven in the serpent,
a
premonition of
the land erupting. A sparkling. Erupting. A sparkling occasion of the sea. Occasion.
What the fuck?
A sparkling occasion. Sparkling occasion of the sea. Of my Zyrtec? Yeah, occasion on my Zyrtec. Yeah, but is there occasion on my Zyrtec?
Some occasion rub?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe that's what he said. The land of rub. He's talking about a Cajun rub.
The land of rub. rub tin. The land erupting is fucker than a cage. Yeah, you say it erupting. The land erupting is fucker than a cage in on the Zyrtec. Yeah, a sparkling occasion on my Zyrtec. Thing is fucker than a cage
in on the Zyrtec. Yeah.
Crash down. Crash down?
Yeah, crash down. Crash down
over here. Over here. Crash down. Crash down over here. Over hair.
Yeah, crash down over hair.
Okay. Over hair. Whoa.
That's Latin. Vibing in a whirlpool?
Yeah, vibing in a whirlpool. A taco out and walking on the sidewalks?
Yeah.
A taco with my Joaquin on the sidewalk.
Yep. Joaquin.
Oh, no, a taco-rama. Yeah, a taco-rama Joaquin on the sidewalk.
A taco-rama. Okay, yeah. Flipping.
So flipping
your outfit?
Flipping your eyelid through your keyhole.
Through your keyhole? Eyelid, yeah. Flipping your eyelid through the
keyhole. God damn. Flipping your eyelid through the keyhole. God damn. Fred's away.
Fred's awake.
God damn. Fred's away.
Now let's snooze.
Fred's away. God damn. Fred's away.
News. Yeah, that's new. God damn, Fred the
Way. Yeah, that's
new.
Let's take a back door.
That's an EVP.
Let's take a back door.
Chin Loudon.
Let's take a back door.
Chin Loudon. Or Chin Lovin. Chin Lovin.
Let's take a back door.
Damn,
chin loving.
Let's take a back door.
Yeah.
Away.
Yeah. Concentrate the midnight with a little bit of. Oh, yeah. Concentrate the midnight with a little bit of. Commentate the midnight. Concentrate the
midnight with a little bit of. Pump and treat, is what I heard. Concentrate the midnight with. Pump and treat the midnight. Concentrate the midnight
with a little bit of ceremony. Yeah, I can hear it.
Compensate the midnight. Compensate the midnight. I've never been a fan of ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah. We've never been a fan of ceremony.
And of course, in peace of midnight, when I live in a bit of ceremony, whoever said the one who dips the soul in.
Whoever said the one who dips the soul in.
Whoever said the one who dips the soul in.
Dips
the,
okay.
Whoever said the one who dips the soul is.
Soul in.
The soul is.
Yeah.
Whoever said the one who dips the soul is. The one that got away.
Now, the one who dips the soulless?
The one who dips the soul is the one who got away.
Whoever said the one who dips the soul is.
The one who sips the sodas.
The one who dips the soul is.
Yeah.
The one that got away.
The one that get away.
The one that got away. Where's our beast and evil? The sinners who ever.
A wilder beast and evil.
Where's our beast and evil? The sinners.
Or a weathered beast and evil.
Where's our beast and evil? The sinners.
Yeah.
Where's our beast and evil? The sinners who ever.
A weathered beach and evil.
Weathered beach in April is what I heard.
Where's our beast and evil? The sinners who ever.
Egg roll.
Where's our beast and evil? The sinners who ever.
The egg roll.
Where's our beast and evil? The sinners who ever eat the cemetery.
They're sent into a racist cemetery.
Where's our beast and evil? The sinners who ever eat the cemetery.
They're sent into a racist cemetery.
Yeah. Holy shit! They got their own cemetery now.
Where's our beast and evil? The sinners who ever eat the cemetery.
A weathered beach in April. They're sent into a racist cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I'm so in defiant.
God, I'm so in defiant.
God, I'm so in defiant.
God damn,
Fred's away.
God damn,
Fred's away.
Right. Huh?
Fred's away. Last time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Fred's away.
Fred. Yeah. Fred.
Fred's away.
Fred's away.
Fellows, news. Yeah. Back door.
Damn. Oh wow.
Cool it.
What's that, John?
Vision.
You want to start a rumble?
Boob tube beat on the man that dicks you
deep. Whoa. Boob tube beat on the man. Boob tube beat on the man.
Food tube.
I heard food tube.
Yeah, now I hear food tube.
Food tube beat on the man that dicks you deep tube.
The mad dude who's jujitsu. The mad dude's jujitsu.
Beat on the man that teaches jujitsu.
The mat that teaches jujitsu.
On the man that teaches jujitsu.
The man that teaches jujitsu.
Do it again.
Food to beat on the man that teaches jujitsu.
Food to beat on the man.
No, beat on the mat that teach jujitsu.
Food okay. To beat on the mat that teach jujitsu.
Yeah, I like beat on the mat too.
Yeah. Beat on the mat.
Food to
beat on the mat that teach jujitsu.
Food to beat on the mat that teach jujitsu.
Okay, yeah.
Food to beat on the man that teach jujitsu. Fans of fitness get up here, man.
Fats of
food and scuttle.
Fats of food and scuttle.
Fear man. Yeah.
Fear man.
Fats of food and scuttle. Fear man.
Fear man.
Fear man.
Fear man. Yeah. The fear man.
Yeah, I'm gonna fear man.
The story of the fear man's bones.
Fear man on the mat that teach you to do.
Fats of food and scuttle. Fear man.
Fat cow.
Fat cow.
Racked up.
Racked up. Fat cow racked up.
Racked up, Tiro Shaw. You all just.
Racked up, Tiro?
Tiro Shaw.
Cheryl.
Tiro Shaw. You all just what you are.
Cheryl saw you all.
Is it Cheryl or chair of?
Tiro Shaw.
Or Chero. Chero. We say Chero wrong.
Tiro Shaw. You all just what you.
Chero, yeah.
Chero. Yeah, I think you say Chero, but he. Yeah, Chario. Just to fit the song.
Cheryl Shaw, you all just what you.
Chiro saw you all.
Chiro saw you all, just what you are. Don't play it on.
Saw you all is what you are. Don't. Yeah. Don't.
Chiro saw you all, just what you are. Don't play it on Mystic, baby.
Don't pay the Mystic, baby.
Don't pay the Mystic. Yeah.
Oh, don't play it on Mystic, baby.
Hair what? Tube?
And look.
What?
Go play it again.
Baby,
he's saying f***ing tube.
Baby,
that's what he's saying. I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
That's what he's saying. It's not me. It's what Rob Zombie is saying.
It is. It does sound like that.
That's what he's saying.
If baby, tube into.
We could change it to fat tube.
Fat tube.
Tube into a river.
Of a fat tube into the river.
Tube into a river.
Fat tube into a river, like tubing in the on the water. Like,
oh
yeah.
Tube into a river. Donation.
Childish donation.
Into a river of scallion estimations.
Into a river of scallion estimations.
Into a river of scallion estimations.
Scallion estimation.
Yeah, estimation.
Into a river of scallion
estimations.
Scallion estimation.
Cry, I need another.
Now.
Wow, he's back.
Beyond the freak bin.
Beyond the freak bin.
Coffee on the freak bin?
Beyond the freak bin.
That's beyond the freak bin.
Beyond the freak bin.
What's yeah, okay.
Beyond the freak bin. Beyond the freak bin. The moon's a shadow on a freak bin.
What?
Beyond the freak bin. The moon's a shadow on
the murder. The murder takes a shadow.
Beyond the freak bin. The moon's a shadow on a freak bin.
Takes a shadows on the
on the feet.
Bin the moon's a shadow on a
fig. On her feet.
On a fig.
Bin the moon's a shadow on a fig.
On a fig.
On a fig. Yeah.
Bin the moon's a shadow on a fig. Yeah. Hog tie locomotion.
Hog tie locomotion.
Pork time locomotion.
Hog tie locomotion.
Pork time locomotion.
Poke time. Rock can't take this anymore.
Yeah. Go back to down to earth.
Fun light to the judges, illuminate a moment to the vote.
Fun light to the judges.
Fun light to the judges.
Fun light through the judges.
Yeah.
Fun light to the judges, illuminate a moment.
A libidida.
Eliminate
a
eliminate a bone meant to the vote.
Eliminate a bone meant to the vote.
Bo- or bone.
Eliminate a bone meant to the vote.
Eliminate a bone meant to the bow.
Yeah.
Eliminate a bone meant to the vote.
Did you say fugly in there?
Eliminate a bowman to the boat.
Did you say a boatman to the boat?
Eliminate a bowman to the boat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Eliminate a bowman to the boat. Man, fugly halo
o'fi. Fugly hand and wo-fi.
Man, fugly halo o'fi.
Fugly and the wo-fi.
Fugly hand and wo-fi.
Man, fugly halo o'fi. God damn.
Wo-fi. Yeah, my house got wo-fi.
Man, fugly halo o'fi.
Fugly hand and wo-fi.
Goddamn
friends.
Goddamn friends away.
Oh,
yeah.
To Saturn. Cialis.
Get it away.
She shat him.
She shat him.
She shat him. She shat him.
She shat him. She love it.
Yeah.
Get in the way of her shat.
Yeah, you better stop her shat.
Ain't nobody gonna get in the way of my shat.
He ain't stopping it. He's hogging it.
Don't rob the shat.
Rob Zombie out here hogging the shat. Wo-fi and the Bowman.
So let's take a quick look at the actual lyrics and see if any of them stand out as something that we picked up on. See how close we got.
Yeah.
Well, this is from 1992, White Zombie. Los Exorcisto, Devil Music Volume 1. Starts with demonic noises and shrieks, which are actually apparently audio samples from Legend of the Overfiend anime at the beginning.
Okay. That is an anime that Rob Zombie would watch.
Yeah. So he starts by saying, woven in the surface, a premonition of a land erupting. We got erupting, right?
Mm-hmm.
A sparkling occasion of a city crash down overhead.
Sparkling was right, too.
Wow, yeah. Revolving in a whirlpool, a dragorama, walking on the sidewalk, so let me see you. Howling through the keyhole. Goddamn swept away.
Eyelid through the keyhole.
And then the chorus. She shouted. She love it. Get in a way, yeah. Okay, so that doesn't actually make sense. We were right about that one. I concentrate the midnight without the benefit of ceremony. Did we get any of that? I don't think
Never been a fan of ceremony.
Never been a fan. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Whoever said the one who strips your soul is the one that got away. I forget what we had there, but I think the one that got away.
I don't know if we had
that. Or just got away.
We should have wrote it down.
Yeah. A weather-beaten angel descending to embrace the cemetery. Cemetery. That's embrace the cemetery, not racist cemetery.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We were close. Got love so mystifying, goddamn swept away.
Yeah.
She shouted, now let's move. She love it. Get in a way, yeah. That's the chorus again. And then there's a sample, I think. It says, oh, wow, cool it. What's that, jock? Beat it. You want to start a rumble? Which is from the 1958 film High School Confidential.
Which Rob Zombie has never seen.
You don't think so? I bet he has it on.
He's probably seen it.
I bet he has it on a projector.
Yeah, he watches a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. Voodoo beat on the mind. The dig's too deep to find. Something has got to give, man. Psych out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recognize any of that.
Yeah, I don't think we had any of that.
Racketeer or star, you are just what you are. Don't play the misty baby.
Don't play the mystic baby.
Baby. Oh, yeah.
Or don't blame the mystic.
Don't blame the mystic. I think so. Yeah. Into a river sky, electro nation cry. I need another now.
We don't have any of that.
Drift beyond the sleeping. The moon is shifting shadows on her figure. Nope. Swamp time locomotion. We got locomotion.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore. Sunlight through the shutters, illuminating moment to the moment. Buzz a halo over goddamn swept away.
Nope.
And then the chorus again.
Yep. Do a little line in the meatball vein.
Planet pretty kill. Motherfucker, hang me on the thrills. Psychoholic slag. Tomorrow, yeah, it's another drag. Ow. Picnic in the homeland. Like a Jesus superstar. Yeah. Kiss me deadly, baby. Yeah, I know who you are. Come on. Planet pretty kill, motherfucker. Hang me on the thrills. No small heaven, baby. I got the left hand of the keeper. Meet me in St. Louis. Got a one-way ticket's cheaper, yeah. Time travel, I'm walking. I got white line zombie fever. Time bomb the hero, yeah, get down. I don't remember this part. I wonder if this is like extended. I'm not remembering any of that. I didn't catch any of that.
Did we finish the song?
We did, yeah.
Okay.
But maybe it's a different version or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe we were just way off on the end. I don't care.
It's you possible. Know,
simply, it is what it is.
I don't think we were wrong at all.
You're probably right. Yeah, I bet you're right.
Man, that all sounded.
Yep.
Those were coming to me, but quick. Like
it was pretty clear.
Usually, we have to like work for it a little bit and
yeah,
kind of fill in the gaps. But this one was like
spoke.
Yeah,
basically just plain speech.
I think we got it pretty much for the most part. One take, two takes,
one take.
You know,
yeah,
pretty good.
It's not bad.
I think we're just getting better at understanding the intricacies of Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie, Thunder Nugget, I think is his other name.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about this Hellbilly Apocalypse.
Is that coming?
Yeah, I'd love that. Yeah.
Ring ding, let me in.
They all sing while they fucking like.
We just hear them out in the distance. Yeah. Like, ring ding ding. Ring ding ding, the movement. And we're off, turn off the lights.
Yeah.
You can turn off the lights and quiet down.
You know, they're
waiting for it to pass. Just Doppler effect.
You know, they're feasting in the distance because they yell, yeah.
Boy, you been that human.
They all eat fucking
ring ding.
human fucking chicken wings.
Yeah.
Fried human.
Fried meat. More fried human. Yeah. Ring ding rhythm a doo dong and diggy diggy dong dong diggy o bing bong.
Yeah.
That's it. That's our whole show. I hope you liked it.
Yeah.
I sure did. I had a blast.
That was a good one. That was fresh and clean.
Thick.
Fresh and clean.
If you got ideas, you want us to do anything in particular, hit us up on Instagram. Send us a message on there. What's that one?
Root beer. Okay. Oh, sorry, I was thinking about mug root beer. What is it? Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, Cool Parents Worldwide.
That's it. But you can get to all of our social media and everything from coolparents.co.
I'm supposed to say it.
From our website. You can
it's coolparents.co.
Right.
Duh.
That gets you everywhere.
Look, I don't like change.
Including Patreon.
Fear change. But not if you want to give me your change.
Oh, yeah.
Give me some change. $3 in coins.
$3 in coins to get access to the crypt of our special content. Patreon.com/coolparents if you want to get in on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, give us a rating and a review wherever you're listening to. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you next time. On the Cool Parents Podcast, I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Prick.
Fuck the world.
Plop, 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 plop.